You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Grace Show with Eleanor Grace.
Eleanor Grace.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Grace Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Hi, how are you here today? You're with me, Eleanor Grace, and we are live here from London, and I'm hoping that we can make a great connection here today. And I'm going to do some live readings with you using my cards. These are tarot cards. I also have my candles, which is great to bring spirit into the room. This is my spirit room, and I love to share that real feeling of encouragement and spiritual connections with all of you. And you can join me as well on TikTok and Instagram. So TikTok, Eleanor Grace Destiny, go there and you'll see my live shows, and I do card pulls and lots of connections with all of you. Now, I'm hoping to get my callers in live here today, but just to also let you know that I will be starting subscriptions quite soon. And this will be on TikTok, hopefully on Instagram shortly as well, so that you can enjoy me in an exclusive space. And that is my inner circle. So it's this inner domain where we can talk freely and you can ask your questions, lots of Q&A, and you can find out a little bit more about your own psychic development. So that's how to open up your third eye, maybe, and how to connect as well to spirit by using psychic visualizations, by using cards and crystals and candles in order to get to your subconscious state. That's what we want. That's our dream state. That's when we really, really do like to connect through to spirit, because that's when we're receiving those messages from the angelic realms as well. And it's that different dimension, isn't it? Has any of you really experienced that yourself, when perhaps somebody that is a loved one, an ancestor, has passed over and you feel their presence in your dream, or you feel them around you, perhaps when it goes a bit cold? Is that very thin veil going into that otherworldly experience? And lots and lots and many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people understand that and have experienced that as well. So I would love to hear from you if you've ever seen a ghost, if you've ever had that really strange message come through in your dreams from mum or dad or husband, wife, or family member. And if you can recount those stories, and you can recount those, you know, sort of situations, which I think are very, very important for you to understand exactly how you can be looking at all of your particular specialities. So we've got Nina here in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Nina. You're through to Eleanor Grace.
Hello.
And let's have a hi there. Hi. So you're in Ohio, I understand.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
that's great. And I'm in London in the UK. So we've got lots of miles in between us, but I'm sure we've got a great psychic as well. So I'm just going to shuffle now. I've been shuffling a while we've been on air. But Nina, I'm taking you a card here just to get a good trigger. And this is your very first card. It's this man who seems to be very distant. And that's what I'm connecting to as well, this sense around you that you've got to look now into your future and look for different signals, different opportunities, and perhaps a new pathway, looking at making some changes. And this is really relevant for you. You're looking at your world, you're looking at, well, what can I do that is so much better than where I am at the moment? Is that how you're feeling, Nina, that you want to explore new avenues, new possibilities for yourself? Because that is so prominent. That's the next thing that I can see happening to you here. Is that true?
Oh, yes. So I have been working on my gut microbiome. And the reason for that is because, you know, I want my intuition to be as strong as possible. And I had I had a challenging childhood where I'm actually emotionally more of an adult than my primary caregiver, which would be my mother. And yes, I am working in a situation that I did get sexually harassed. And you're right, I need to get out of it. I need to get another job. I am an amazing salesperson and I am applying for other jobs. But you're right. I think this job was just an affirmation for me that, yes, you are good at selling, but you need to move on.
Yeah, I feel that it's coming up quite rapidly here for you and that you're being helped and supported as well, Nina. And that's really important because you've had such a difficult experience, but this also goes back a long way as well, doesn't it? You know, it's going back into your childhood as well. This current situation that you've been in. Yeah.
An awareness of yin and yang. And as above, so below, that both forces are working in my favor. You're right. There's a constant reminder of that.
Do you know what I have here?
Duality.
Romance for you. So this is what's coming in next, Nina. So you mustn't give up hope and you mustn't think that that's it, that you've just got to recover and heal, because somebody is being brought into your life who is a romantic connection that actually helps you to feel so very, very much better. With love, with a lot of love and support for you as well. And that's what you have got to embrace. You know, I can feel your arms being sort of hugging this person and just going, oh, I do love you. And I can feel that that's what you're going to be saying as well. So somebody, go on.
I am 59 years old and
doesn't matter.
It has been difficult in life to be so alone. Yes, it has been.
Well, you're being told
here
to be
a... And I did have a nice romantic weekend this just past weekend. So that was nice.
Okay, that's what I'm connecting to, that you're being brought support, love, romance, you know, a bit of charm and luxury and a sense of, look, that was a horrible past. That's a horrible situation, but you've survived it. You've come through it. You've lived through it. And you're here now to live your life in a different way. And that's what angels are saying to you, that you can afford to be optimistic. you can afford to be happy and to love again and to allow yourself to be loved. Because sometimes when we've been abused, it's just we don't feel that self-love anymore. And that's really hard. You know, it's really hard to understand. But I do feel that this is such an important situation for you that you can't ignore it. So I do feel these arms reaching out.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that you're ready. This is the other message that I've got here for you from the Angel Oracle.
That's really nice to hear.
Yeah, that you're ready to be loved and adored and helped and supported in life for this next phase that's coming. I think there's a lot of change now. And you know what? I feel that you are going to be helping other people as well. So you must be reaching out to maybe other victims that have suffered similar situations to you, but you can do so much for other people.
I was so silenced in everything I went through. I was literally told by this primary caregiver that I was forbidden to speak. It was very detrimental to me.
Well, yeah. And you had to do as you were told. You didn't have any choice, did you?
Yeah.
You know?
Right. No choice.
Yeah, that you had to suffer. And yet I feel that you're out of that now. And now you do have choices, that you can be vocal like you are with me, and you can tell your story as well. And that this is something that you've really got to start to gather together, because I think you're going to write it down as well. I think you're writing your story down for everybody to see, maybe in a recording or a book or just voice notes. But, you know, it's so therapeutic.
That's interesting, because people have been encouraging me to write and telling me that my story is interesting. And thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Well, it's an interesting story, but it's true. It's real. Yes. It's what human frailty is all about, that you have a relationship that's a trusting one that we're all supposed to trust, and that's what we're told by society, and then that's abused badly.
Yes.
So do you? I think you've survived it well, and that's what my message is to you today, that no matter what you've been through, you've come out the other end. You're a survivor. You're not a victim anymore. And you can tell your story, and it will help lots of other people as well. And that's what's really critical now and important for you. I feel that your...
thank you.
I think your own psychic senses are also... very powerful. I think you're going to see that a lot, that you will develop further and further and further with your own ability to connect with people. Your own intuition will grow. And you do have that. Such a lot that was trapped inside you is now going to be let free. So a lot of those revelations will come to you. If you have bad memories, dump them. Don't carry them. Just dump them. Put them in a little balloon in the sky and pop the balloon so that you never have to see that again. So those memories have gone. But it's been delightful to connect with you today, even though we're so many million miles away. And I do have you really getting some sort of really nice present or prize. That's what's coming in next. So bless you, and I wish you well. So my next caller here is Michelle. Hello there, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, all right. I've been out looking for a property, and I'm wanting to sell my boat, and I'm trying to figure out how far away to drive, because I want to be close to the coast. I'm on the river now, of course. I'm on my boat. But I'm kind of worried, yeah, sure. You know, am I going to be able to get enough money to buy a house too? So I don't know whether to get a pole barn and then build a little cottage on it. But then everything's so expensive with septic and water, because you got to drill a well. Ooh. I mean, if you find a place that has a well, you know, I don't know. But anyway, whatever you see, honey, I've just been out wondering how far to look.
Okay, well, this July, this is your first card. It's a timescale card that I've got for you here, Nichelle. And that's about where we are now. So July, now we're halfway through the month almost. So you've got the rest of July to discover this place. I don't feel that it's very far away. I think you've already identified the location that you want to be, but I don't feel that it's as far as you think you've got to travel. It's nearer than what you think. So you're on the water now. You're going towards the water. Here you are driving. I've got you driving. You're in your own chariot here. So you must be on the road because that's where you're being taken. 10. So I've got the number of 10. I'm going to give you that because it's either the start of a word, 10, T-E-N, or it's the number 10 that I want to give to you, because that, again, is giving you this axis of very, very fortunate time between now, July and October. So this is the time to make a decision to settle and to resettle. Going to be very happy with where you end up, very happy with the surroundings. It's quite rural. There's a lovely scene for you. Blue skies are around, so there's lots and lots of really wide sky. That's what I'm seeing here. And you're on the edge here, so it's not a cliff edge at all, but it's sort of like at the edge of a village or a town, the edge of a community that is really quite upmarket. So I think you're going somewhere quite luxurious, I would say. I mean, this is not downbeat at all here, Michelle. This is really nice. I can see a massive, massive tree. And it's sort of like a shelter for you because it's right behind you, this tree, and you'll sit there a lot and you'll think a lot about your situation. You'll deliberate a lot. Maybe this is where you will remember souls that have passed as well, spirits that have passed in your family. 10 of Swords, another 10 card here, but this is the ocean. This is the waves coming in. So is that where you're planning to be, by the coast, by the ocean? Is that where you would like to go?
Yes, I would love to be closer to where I can walk. And so I've always been in a rural area, but this is like really rural where I'm at. So the beach is probably about 17, okay, 20 miles away from me right now.
Okay. So what would be 10 miles away? What would be 10 miles away from you? Is there somewhere that you've already seen or that you like that would be about 10 miles from you? Because that does seem to come up quite a lot here. The rural area, but water is there. You're not very far from the ocean, but there is also a river as well that comes from the ocean. There's mountains that are here too. And this beautiful scene that you will have. So you'll be looking out onto this huge sky. So there's nothing in front of your view. So you're not restricted. There's no houses in front of you. You've got this wonderful view. And I think that that's important for you to keep as well. There's a female here, a lovely lady who's a good friend, a companion, who will also, you'll be befriending her. She's living close by and you'll really like her. I mean, she's got very dark hair, you know, really brunette. I'd like to give you her name as well. It's like a Bridget. I feel it's Brid or Bridge, Bridget. So I'm going to give you that. Sort of quite French. I think that she's quite a French sort of orientation. lady, got lots of connections to France, and I think she's wonderful. So you've got this person who's like a guide, a sign is going to be given to you. She's coming into your life, and I think she's a neighbor, she's next door, and she brings a lot of happiness here to your world because she can contribute so much. You will put your burdens down. There's another 10 there. There's more water that I can see. So did you just come out of a relationship, Michelle? Is somebody
2 years ago.
Right.
2 years ago, I came out of a relationship, and I'm trying to get back together with my ex.
Yeah, okay. I feel that there is a repatriation. From the cards that I've got here, but I also see a man who is in spirit with you, somebody who's passed over, who wants to send lots of love and a new key, you know, you finding a new route for yourself and finding that happiness as well, which you've got to have because you're connecting here so strongly to spirit, to the spirit world. So you will have had lots of dreams and little messages that have come through. And you are also feeling quite devastated, I think, at this opportunity that you've got to move on and to resettle and to find these new roots that you're putting down. But I think you're really finding it hard to leave where you are. Is that true? Is that a difficulty here for you, Michelle?
Oh my God, you are so spot on. So I love living on my boat, but my health, I've got RA, which affects all my joints. So I need some type of cottage or something that's on land because I may end up being in a wheelchair. And I can't really afford to be here forever. You know, it's like $1,800 a year, plus your boat insurance. Yeah. I really need something on land that's more paid for.
So are you on medication now? Because I've got you taking tablets that will fix this, that you won't be in a wheelchair at all, ever.
I probably will be in a wheelchair. My grandmother was, but I 10 years ago, I couldn't walk. So I've been doing good. And I do all herbal stuff. I don't take any medicine, but I do have to have surgery next month. So I'm just really worried, you know.
There's something that you're going to take. I'm going to say to you that there's a biological medicine that you can take, a tablet, and all of this will go away.
Well, they tried that. I've been on every biological drug, and I had an allergic reaction, unless they come up with something new, because I broke out in spit after taking a biological drug.
Yeah, that's happening all the time. I do think that there is something for you. The operation, is that minor? Is that a small operation?
Not really. They're going to do a complete reconstruction of my hand. They're going to put all new joints in my knuckles.
Yeah.
It? Arthroplasty or something?
Right,
so it's going to be about a 2.5-hour surgery.
So is your hand like a claw at the moment? Is it like a claw?
It's starting to, yes. My ligaments have dropped, and I can't hold my fingers up.
Right, okay. So the biologic drugs just didn't work for you up to now, because there is something that will work. I promise you there's something that will work. And that's what I'm giving to you from spirit, because there's a man here who is saying, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. It's going to be okay. I know that you will get your place. You will be on land. The operation will be very painful, but you'll go through it. You've already gone through so much, but you're doing okay. You've been walking for a decade, for 10 years, but there's new developments here. And there is a new drug that you will have, and that is going to be so very important for you to understand. You've got to have that hope. You've got to have that faith, because it's there for you. So don't be thinking that you're going to be allergic. Try and train your mind to say I'm not going to be allergic to anything. It's not going to happen to me. I'm going to fight this. I'm going to overcome it. There will be a drug that I can take that will stop this, because the operation will be painful. You won't want to go through anything like that again. And you've got the ace. Now, I'm going to give this to you here, Michelle. This is the Ace of Cups. So this is a great outcome. And you will be so very pleased with everything that is being recommended to you. And this French lady that I have as well, who's next door, so it's got to be on the land, she is also going to be really helpful. And you will not go into a wheelchair. You have to have this mindset now where that belief is strong. I do not see you with that disabled body. You will keep and maintain that able body. Keep exercising, keep pushing for drug treatment. Tell yourself you're not allergic. Your body will accept and entertain and trust the process. That's what spirit is saying to you. So I'm hoping here that you recover well and that you find yourself in the right place that's not too far. There's lots of many, many happy years ahead, and I'm wishing that for you. I'm wishing the cosmic order to treat you kindly, Michelle. So wishing you all the best, and I've been Eleanor Grace, and I will see you here again next week.